West Point Community Church. For more info on who we are, go to cpmodesto.org.
Absolute praise. It's you that we do all of this in honor of. It's you that we lift up and say, holy is his name. And it's you that our brothers and sisters, it's in your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our God, that they will be baptized and they will thank you for your salvation and testify to your salvation in their life. And it is you that they are pledging their loyalty to. And we once again, as we see this, those of us who have been baptized, as we see this, we remember our commitment of loyalty to you, our conviction that you are the king that we are to follow for the rest of our days. And so we once again come before you and bow and say, Jesus, you are the king of all and you are my king. We love you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, God's people said, amen.
Amen. It's so wonderful getting to worship together, getting to take communion together, remembering that Jesus died and then rose again for the forgiveness of our sins. And now we get to celebrate baptisms. We get to celebrate people showing with this kind of physical symbol what the Lord has done in their hearts, that they've died, that they've been given a new life and risen again with Jesus Christ as their king. So that's so wonderful. I'm so excited that we get to celebrate what God has done in their lives today. So this is Landon. Landon, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. Will you share a little bit of why you decided to be baptized today?
Yeah, I've been a part of this church my entire life. I have surrendered my life to Jesus in December of 2020. And awesome. For the past few weeks, I really felt God calling me through Bible lessons at school, through this past Sunday, and just different things. It happened four times, and I feel that God has been calling me to do this.
So that's amazing. So there have been four different things that came up that kind of sparked that thought in your mind of, man, I should be baptized.
Yes.
That's awesome. I love when the Holy Spirit talks to me more than once because I'm not the best listener. Although I don't think that, I'm not saying you're a bad listener. You responded right away. I want to be clear here. I'm not putting that on him. Awesome. Well, I was excited when you reached out and said that you wanted to be baptized. I'm excited that you could be here this morning, Landon.
Yeah.
You just shared, but you've surrendered your life to Jesus as your Savior and King.
Yes.
And it's your intention to live the rest of your life surrendered to Jesus in the community of the local church.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Landon, it's on your profession of faith that I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes. Awesome. Hey, great work. Thank you so much. Awesome. This is Angela. I got to know Angela in an equipping hour workshop a little while back, which was pretty fun. Then when you showed up at the baptism workshop, the very next, it was just a couple weeks later, I was like, oh, this is fun. I've gotten to know you a little bit, hear a little bit of your story. Will you share why you decided to be baptized this morning?
I've been raised in the church, but there was instances that I just turned my back on God. But I always had a feeling that he was calling me back home. And so after one of my aunts passed at her service, the day after, I went to church with them up in Washington, and we dedicated my life to Christ on August 11th last year.
Awesome. Yeah.
And so I came here to the women's little breakfast and met Terry, and then asked other areas, and I just plug myself in because I have the joy of the Lord in my heart and I love him with all that I have. And I want to share that and be witness because he is my Lord and Savior, and I want to serve him.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Angela. That's wonderful. I love that you share, you have the joy of the Lord. And I love that I've gotten to hear you talk about that, not just this morning, but in the workshop. That's something that has been consistent from you, and that's such a wonderful thing. And I believe he does. I believe, just as you said, that one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy, and that he fills us with joy. So that's wonderful. So you just shared again that in August you surrendered your life to Jesus as your Savior and King. And it's your intention to live the rest of your life surrendered to Jesus and the community of the local church. Awesome. That's wonderful. Well, just as you said, welcome home, Angela. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Wonderful. This is Angelina. That was right, wasn't it?
Yes.
I was like determined not to mess up Angela and Angelina this morning.
Yeah, you got it right.
All right, perfect. Okay, so you showed up at the baptism workshop last Sunday, and it was your second Sunday here?
Yeah. I haven't been here for the longest.
No, 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yep. Yes. 3 weeks, and it already changed my life. And that's Jesus.
So rewind a little bit. you grew up in the area. Your family,
yes,
moved to Washington. Mm-hmm. In Washington, you decided that you needed Jesus. What did that look like?
I think it was a random day, very random. Asked my mom. I woke up and I was like, I think I want to buy a Bible. And I just felt this calling because my life was missing something. And I didn't have love or joy for myself or for others. And I feel like I've changed so much as a person, and I can't even just credit myself for that. It's all God's work. And I've seen the beautiful things he's done in my family, in my friends who are here today, and people who aren't. And now I get to see the beautiful work he's doing within me and those relationships, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
So you wake up one morning, and you're like, I need to buy a Bible.
Yes.
What? Did you just flip it open to a random page and accept Jesus? Like, what happens next?
The best way to explain it is you can't make a commitment in one day, whether it's, yeah, marriage, relationships, giving your life to Christ. It's a commitment I continue to make each day that I'm happy to make. And the greatest love I've ever known is of Jesus. So I went to the dollar store, bought that Bible. Can't beat $1.25. Wow. Flipped it open to Genesis, and I've been reading it every day since. It's been beautiful. I'm so glad to be able to share my journey. And if you're questioning your relationship with God, if you want to be baptized, or maybe you're unsure, I heavily encourage that you do it, that you give your life to Jesus, because there's nothing greater that I've known.
Awesome. Well, Angelina, you surrendered your life to Jesus as your Savior and King. And it's your intention to live the rest of your life surrendered to Jesus and the community of the local church?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, it's on your profession of faith that I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, this is Laura Lynn, and I had the opportunity to meet her last Sunday, which was her actual first time being here. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Will you share a little bit of what made you decide that you wanted to find out who Jesus was?
My family's been to this church, and
yeah,
just a random day, I just told my mom that I wanted to be baptized, like, since when I was little.
Yeah.
And my mom randomly surprised me.
That's awesome. So Laurelyn, your mom attended this church a while ago, right?
Yeah.
Like 12 years ago, like, you'd said? And you're 13. So that's like your whole life ago.
Yeah.
And you decided, you'd shared with me that you had some kind of scary dreams. There was some weird stuff going on, and you decided that you wanted to go to church. You wanted to get baptized. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. So your mom did. Your mom called me and said, hey, my daughter would like to get baptized. And I said, oh, you have great timing. We have a baptism workshop this coming Sunday. So they showed up to the workshop and we got to talking. And I pretty quickly realized that like they didn't come to the service that morning. They had never been to our church in a lot of years. Had you ever been to our church? I don't think so. Yeah. And we got to have a conversation about who Jesus was, right? We got to have a conversation about what Jesus did, that Jesus was the Son of God who came and lived a perfect life and then died and rose again, defeating death, defeating our sin and our shame, so that anyone who believes in him might not perish but should have eternal life with him. That God adopts us into his family, that he fills us with his Holy Spirit based on our profession of faith. And we talked through that, and I said, Laura Lynn, what do you think? Like, do you believe that? And you said, yes, I do. And that's awesome. So Laura Lynn, we are so thankful. Just as Angela said, coming back to church was like being welcomed home. And just as Travis shared a week or two ago, the church isn't like family, the church is family. So Laura Lynn, we get to celebrate today that you have a whole bunch of new brothers and sisters based on that commitment to Jesus that you made. And just as you're standing here before them, professing your faith, know that we've all got your back in this, okay? Know that we're committed to walking with you going forward. Does that sound good to you all?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Laura Lynn, if you surrendered your life to Jesus as your Savior and King,
yes.
And is your commitment to live the rest of your life surrendered to Jesus as your Savior and King?
Yes.
And the community of the local church, I messed that one up.
Yeah.
You get it. It's on your profession of faith that I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Will you all pray with me? Father, we are so thankful. Lord, we are so thankful that you sent your Son Jesus for our sake. Lord, that you loved us so much in our brokenness that you would send Jesus to die and to rise again for us. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you say that anyone who professes with their mouth and believes in their heart, Lord, gets to live forever with you in heaven. Lord, we're just so thankful to have such a generous and kind and gracious Father. And we pray for these four people that have been baptized today that have stood before us and professed that they have surrendered their lives to you. Lord, I ask that you would encourage them today, that you would bless them today, that this would be a day they look back and remember for the rest of their lives as they got to stand here with their friends and with their family and proclaim that Jesus is King of their life. So Lord, we are just so thankful that we could be a part of that. We're so thankful that you're moving and working here in our family, and we praise you, we give you all the glory, and we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
So good, amen? Yeah. Days like today are just really, really excellent reminders of all that God has been doing, all that God desires to do, and what our like heart and position needs to be in it. And so it's been really good to just be in the presence of the Lord, to be seeking his face, to be surrounding these families who have said right from the get-go, like, we want our kids to know Jesus, love Jesus. We want to do that in the context of community, to get to hear these stories of people whose lives have been changed permanently by the presence of the Lord, and that they want to share that with everyone. And it's just really good for us to be reminded of all these things that God is doing and the part that we all get to play in them. Because the reality is, this church family has been involved in all kinds of ways in all of these different things we've experienced and seen this morning. And even if you're like, well, I don't even know any of those people who are up here or what's going on here, you very well might have contributed to what is we got to witness here today, and you might even be surprised to find out. But even through something as simple as giving and the resources we have, just holding them loosely and giving them to the Lord, like, you've contributed to the stuff that the Lord is doing here and all over the world through this church family. And so something we're doing this Family Sunday is this is also our Commitment Sunday. And what we just want to encourage you to do is we're going to sing a few songs here together. This is one of maybe the most practical ways that God gives us, offers us to be a part of what he's doing in this world. He's super capable of doing whatever he wants without a single dime, but he invites us to come and give some of what we have to the mission that he's accomplishing in this world, and even give something as practically as our money. And so here's how we do it around here. At our church, we encourage you once a year around this time to just consider, ask the Lord, what might he want me to contribute to what God's doing through this church family this coming year? It allows us and our board and our staff to use that money well, responsibly, and for the greatest impact to Jesus' kingdom, because it's something we really want to make sure that we're doing. And so how that works out is we just want to give a little bit of space. We're going to sing a few songs together. would encourage you to pray, to listen, to ask the Lord, what would you have me give this year? Would you have me give this year? And there's a few ways that you can do that. There's some kneelers down here at the front. If you, at some point during these next few songs, would like to come and kind of have your body match the position of your heart and come down and give that commitment to the Lord, we'd encourage you to do that. There's also places in the back of the room. Also, you're welcome to just work through that with the Lord right where you are, standing, sitting, wherever you are in this room. There's opportunities to give online through the information up there on the screen. So there's not just one way to do this, but it is a huge gift, I think, that God gives us to be able to step in and be a part of what he's doing. We always want to make sure, if you're newer to our church family, or maybe this is your first time, there's zero pressure. We're not into like hard selling any of this. God is super faithful. He always has been. He always will be. And he invites us to come be a part of it. And so what I'd just like to do as we get ready to sing a few songs together is I'd encourage us all to stand up for just a second. I know you all just sat down, but let's stand up together. And we do this in different parts of the church often. I think it might just be a good opportunity to do it here. For some of us, our resources are really easy to hold loosely. And for some of us, that can feel really threatening. And I know for me, sometimes I just need to do something physically to match kind of what my heart wants. And so I would just encourage you, if you're comfortable doing this, to just extend your hands out, like palms up, just as kind of like a physical way of saying like, Lord, what I have, whatever it is that you ask of me, it's all yours anyway. You've given me my life. You've given me my breath. You've given me everything that I have. And I just want to know lines drawn around it. Just say, what would you like? How would you have me use what you've given me in this coming year? And then we trust that the Holy Spirit can do a much better job of letting you know what that next step is than we ever could. So I just would like to pray. You're welcome to pray these words if you don't know what to say. You're welcome to pray your own words if you'd like to. But let's just go into this time of commitment really open-handed, really seeking, and really listening to what the Lord would say to us. Jesus, we thank you. We start by thanking you. We were all so lost before we knew you. We were dead, and now you've brought us to life. We thank you that you have put your spirit into us to live the way you lived, to think the way you think, to act the way you act. Lord, we thank you for all the gifts that you've given us. There are so many to count. And Lord, we want to be surrendered in all of it. So Lord, we ask, would you speak to us? Would you share with us how we might commit with our finances this year? And Lord, would you just keep reminding us why it's so worthwhile to give it all to you? Whatever you ask, because we believe, Jesus, that you can be absolutely trusted with everything. Everything we have, everything we are. No one can be trusted more than you. So speak to us now. Guide us forward. We're ready to listen. In your powerful name, amen. Amen. Let's consider together.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you feel inspired and moved by what God is doing here at Crosspoint.